Hello, naked peeps, and you are listening to The Naked Nerd. I am the naked nerd himself. How are you doing, everyone? I am doing relatively okay. I know it's been quite a number of months since the last episode, but things have happened. Things have happened along the way, and mostly good things, but there has been one or two bad things that have been happening, but I'll get onto that in just a moment. I know it's been a while, the last episode being a redo of the sex talk in the nudist / naturist community, but yeah, I'm here, I'm okay, relatively okay, and I'm trying to live the best life as I possibly can. So, first of all, I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. I hope you did have a Merry Christmas and whatever holiday you do celebrate, whether it be Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Eid. I'm not sure what other holidays to speak of because I don't know every single one of them. But I hope that the end of last year ended positively. If it didn't, then I hope 2024 brings you more joy than anything else. And I'm trying to start off on the right foot for 2024, given what has happened over the last few months worldwide and in my own life. But I hope there's going to be more opportunities to be in the nude, to be myself, to be free. But speaking of, there's going to be a twist at the very end, Naked Peeps. So please watch out for that. So, what has been happening? Well, for those of you who have been living under a rock, last year I proposed to my boyfriend, who is now my fiancé, and has been doing relatively well. He has been making sure that his goals are met, and we are slowly and reassuringly planning wedding things, but we are doing it quite slowly, just so it gives us the time to kind of take it all in. And I must say, it hasn't really set in yet, though some points it has, and some points it hasn't. But the thing is, it is getting very real, everyone, and I'll keep you updated on that side of things. But everything between us has been really well. We really love each other, and I hope to bring him into the naturist community soon. But little steps. Little steps is all it takes. But with every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. And today's fun is on the podcast. Now, speaking of fun, there's been a lot of fun activities throughout the Naturist community. Mick from the ANF, from the Australian Naturist Federation, informed me that he is going on a nude cruise that is set to be somewhere in the US, and he will be gone, I believe it's either this month or next month, and I hope he has a very good time. But there's also been other events happening. I know the GNA, or the Get Naked Australia movement, have been doing lots of little nude cruises around Cobblers Beach, around Sydney, to get people to experience nudity in a social setting. A big shout out to them, a big shout out to GNA. If you are listening, please, please, please get in touch so I can interview you guys one of these days. But I hope everyone is doing well. I also like to give a huge shout out to everyone at the ACT Nudist Club. I know recently they've experienced quite a bit of loss, but I wish everyone a very safe and happy days amongst you all. I know there's been events that I personally missed, and I do apologize, but I haven't had the time to actually just go down to the ACT News Club and just spend some time there. But I hope to go down there relatively soon. Hopefully this, if not this year, at the beginning of this year, at least towards the end. But please keep in touch, everyone. And particularly in the last couple of weeks, the weather has been, it's been a bit four seasons in one day. There's been days where it's just fully rained. There's been days where it's been extremely hot. And there's days where you can't really know when the weather is going to change, or what weather will there be, but that's the weather, I guess. But yeah, this summer in particular has been mostly wet in some parts, particularly up in Queensland, and as recently as a couple of days ago down in Victoria Way, where there's been flash flooding. For those of you experiencing flooding conditions, I hope that you have been able to remain safe and that you are doing as well as you can. But big and nude hugs from the Naked Nerd. But as much as I would like to be positive, and I am very body positive, I'd like just to take a moment to talk about something that happened to me very recently. Last year in August, I found out that a very good friend of mine passed away. And it really shook me to the core because of how they died. I'm not going to go into detail about it because I believe it's not my place to actually go into detail. It's not my place because even though I was good friends with them, I shouldn't be allowed to speak on the events that followed their death. But I will say that, and it really got me thinking about how we do communicate with one another, and how we say things like, it really makes you think. And it really did. It really made me think about the last time I spoke to them and how much support they actually gave me as a friend. And yeah, it just got me really thinking about how I want to live my life. And particularly with this friend of mine, he was an amazing person. He was, by all accounts, a really happy person. He was very loving. He was very much a man of his word. He was very much that person that you could depend on. He would drop everything just so he could make sure that you're doing okay. And he would be that person that that anyone could call a friend, a brother, family. He was basically family. He was family to me. He wasn't just a friend. He was that brother that you could both not stand but couldn't do without. And just to lose them was really hard on me. I had my fiance to support me throughout the ordeal because it was really, really tough. I'm not sure how I will ever get over it, but I think over time I will be able to at least live with the fact that this friend of mine is gone. And it also got me thinking about how we do get in touch with people and how these last few years have definitely changed the scope of things. How more than ever do we need to be really connected with each other. Even if it's just for a few moments, even if it's just you listening to this podcast, even if it's just having a coffee or going to lunch or going for a bit of a walk or Even just the simple things as just picking up the phone and having a conversation. It's definitely something that I have thought about more and more. But that being said, if anyone in the community, both the nerd and the naturist community, have ever felt alone or have been feeling alone over the last few years, please feel free to reach out. Please feel free to reach out. Even if it's just an email from me to talk about what you've experienced, I will be there to listen. But I will say that life has definitely become a little bit more real because of what happened to my friend. Because it's definitely got me thinking about not taking life for granted. And as part of living my life, I've decided to take more of a carpe diem approach to it. For those of you who don't know what carpe diem is Latin for seize the day. Seize the day. And I think everyone needs to have that sort of mentality, particularly now when we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. We truly and wholeheartedly don't know what's in front of us. Because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's really not. And I say this not to put doom and gloom on the whole situation of life, but it's straight up fact. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could end up hitting your head. You could slip off a stair or something, but I know those are not the most ideal things to happen to people, but what I'm trying to get at is that things happen, and it's time to really embrace the now rather than the what-ifs. And it's something that I'm trying to work on right now, not so much as a New Year's resolution, but more as a lifelong goal. Because I don't really like New Year's resolutions, which is what I like to talk about now. So, in the past, I have had many a New Year's resolution, and many of them have, let's face it, many of them have not been achievable or have failed within a month, 2 months, and it's really something that I don't like doing, mainly because there is a stigma that you have to make sure that it gets done before the end of the year, as if something magical or some sort of miracle will happen. But in saying that, I believe that having a New Year's resolution is a good thing in terms of setting goals, but it shouldn't be something that is that should be restricted to that particular year. It should be more of a long-term thing. And I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. When you do pick a goal, and if you want to be able to live your life to your truest way possible, don't restrict it to being a New Year's resolution. Because I believe by putting it as a New Year's resolution, the intention of it gets started, but then in a period of time, whether it be a week or a month, that sort of goal tends to disappear. So same thing is like, as of tomorrow, I'm not going to have sugar. Yes, you can reduce the amount of sugar in your system, but how are you going to do it? Making it pretty clear of what you want to do is pretty much something to make clear of your goals, because you need to be able to set a clear goal, be specific, and you have to be specific, because if you're not, then you don't know what are the terms of that particular goal. For example, you can cut out sugar, yes, but if you're saying, as of tomorrow, I'm going to cut out sugar, but not really think about how to go about it, then that goal is going to be a little bit more tough to achieve. I mean, I've seen people who have decided to cut certain things out of their life, whether it be food, or whether it be a habit, or whether it be certain people out of their lives. But they did it in a specific way, in a way that was healthy for them, but also led them to a lifelong goal. So just simply saying, I'm going to do this as of tomorrow, is not necessarily a good thing. And by restricting, I'd say by restricting your own goal to a New Year's resolution, it's quite damaging. It also makes you feel that you only have this certain amount of time to actually get this done. And a goal should be lifelong. Unless you're in a business and you have to actually do certain tasks and it has to be achieved by a certain deadline, then you'll have to achieve it at that time. But when you're dealing with life, you have to set yourself a realistic and specific goal and not just leave it as a New Year's resolution. And I know I'm going to repeat myself over and over and over again, but that's how I feel. Have you ever had a New Year's resolution that you were certain that you were going to achieve? And did you achieve it? If you didn't, or whether you did or didn't, please let me know by going into the website, the podcast website, and send me an email. Speaking of, I need to update the website. I also need to let everyone know that I'm no longer on Twitter. I've actually had issues with Twitter, and I've decided to no longer have a Twitter account, not just because of Elon Musk, but also because of the accounts that were being sent in my direction, which I really, really was not liking. I was getting accounts of people posing as naturists, but really were not actually naturists, but were promoting a more sexual tone of nudity. Now, as I said before, there's nothing wrong with sex, but don't necessarily agree that people who say they're naturists use that kind of scapegoat to promote sexual content. And it puts a really bad name to the naturist community, because it also places that stigma that all naturists are sex pests and sex fiends, which is absolutely and 100% not true. And I also was getting a lot of extremely right-wing content that I'm not even sure how that ended up on my feed. And even though the majority of my followers and followings were part of the nature community and also part of the LGBTQIA plus community, so getting right-wing feeds really disheartened me. Some of it was just straight-off offensive, and I didn't want to be part of Twitter. But I am part of Threads, so if you are on Instagram, you can also follow me on Threads, so watch the space. I'm also trying to get a Patreon and a business started with, in conjunction with the podcast, but I want to be able to plan this out relatively soon. But I need some help. I definitely would like some suggestions. So if there's anyone within the naturist community, whether it be from the Australian Naturist Federation or Get Naked Australia, or anyone who is who knows of any way to promote certain things, please hit me up and send me an email. Because I have been getting quite a number of spam emails from people who have sent emails like, I noticed that your podcast has a large following, blah, blah, blah. But they have been spam emails wanting me to monetize. And I just want to be able to do that in a safe way without having to be potentially hacked. I would also like to be able to promote more inclusive content, and also to be able to get things more official. So I would like to be able to affiliate myself with official naturist associations. Therefore, I can be a little bit more direct and nude friendly with content. I want to be able to do reviews of certain resorts and clubs. I also want to be able to at least be able to be more in touch with the naturist community. And I feel like I haven't done that throughout the last couple of seasons. I definitely would like to get in contact with more people. So if you do feel like getting in contact with me, please follow the email on the description of the show. And when you do, please be as detailed as possible. And let me know if you're able to or willing to do an interview via Skype or Zoom. But please, please, please hit me up. Before I go, I do want to be able to say a couple of things. One of the things I would like to say is that I am wanting to be a little bit more open about myself. So, I did say earlier that I am wanting to be a little bit more truthful. And I believe 2024 should be the start of many, many, many home truths. But let's just say, for now, this is only just a small part of my identity. So, naked peeps, I like to reintroduce myself. Insert drum rolls, please. Let me reintroduce myself, everyone. I'm JC, and I am the Naked Nerd. Now that I've given you a moment to gasp, for those of you who are listeners and are close friends of mine, it's probably no surprise, but for those of you who listen and actually don't know me at all, my name is JC. And I think it's about time to be more truthful, particularly when it comes to being more true to myself. And I think the best way to do it is by names. So my name is JC, and I am the Naked Nerd. Live nude and be yourself. Take care, everyone.